Coming up on today's Draft Prospect Review are running backs. Hi, I'm Lori Brianski, and you're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. This is the first Draft Prospect Review on today, March 28th. From now until the draft, we posit to some thoughts and opinions on the prospects of each position. Today we have Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, Andy Hart, and Paul Perillo giving the rundown of the running backs.
Okay, thanks, Lori. We're here with the Draft Prospect Review podcast here on Patriots.com, the first of its kind. My name is Brian Lowe. We're here with Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Tom Casale. Today happens to be Tuesday, March 28th, which means tomorrow is exactly 1 month before the 2006 NFL Draft. What a perfect time to kick things off. And we're going to start off position by position on this podcast with running backs, which happens to be a position that I think some might say the Patriots need and perhaps could target in the first round. So the ones, the first round prospects, it looks like there's four of them. Reggie Bush, of course, from USC, his teammate Lendale White, and then also Lawrence Maroney of Minnesota and D'Angelo Williams of Memphis. I think it's pretty much agreed those are four guys who very well could go in the first round. And at 21 guys, do you think the Patriots are going to be targeting running back? And if so, who would they most like to have fall in their laps at 21?
Well, I don't think they're going to target running back, but if they did, I think it would be D'Angelo Williams. I think he's going to be a phenomenal NFL player. You know, he's 5'10", 217. He's got that Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders kind of build to him. Very explosive runner, hard to tackle in the open field. So if they were to go running back, I think it would be him, but my guess is they won't go running back in round one.
And it's been interesting to kind of follow, and not that mock drafts or any of those people that predict Mel Kiper types necessarily know what's going on, but the running back class, it's moved around. First of all, it's Reggie Bush and the rest.
Yep.
It's Reggie Bush top. Then those other White, Maroney, and Williams kind of move around. And at times it looked like none of them would be there when the Patriots picked at 21. Now that's starting to look like with some of the trade, the movement, Edgerrin James, maybe they'll have a choice of a couple of those guys. I think the guy he just mentioned, D'Angelo Williams, there were reports that he ran a 4.36 of late, and he's a playmaker. And if you bring that kind of speed to the position, you know, he goes to the combine, brings a little size that I think was a little unexpected. He's a dynamic player. Yeah, he's a dynamic player. I mean, he's a guy that you bring in, and maybe not initially he's your every down back. Maybe you're still giving Corey Dillon the touches, but he's a guy that can take advantage of those 6 to 8 touches and get big plays out of him.
And maybe that's a luxury that the Patriots have, in that if they do draft a running back early, they don't necessarily have to count on him right off the bat in September to be the lead guy.
Yeah, I was interested in asking Andy and Tom, because you guys were at the combine. It seemed when you went out there to Indy, D'Angelo Williams was not in question coming out of the top 10. You know, certainly no way was he getting to 21. Now all of a sudden it seems the way you guys are talking, that's a legitimate possibility that, you know, you get to 15, 16, 17, he may still be there.
You jump up.
Do the Patriots decide to jump up? Is this guy good enough to target to move up 3 or 4 spots to get?
Oh, I believe so. Yeah, I think when the draft is all said and done years from now, I think he will be one of the best players to come out of this draft. That's how good I think he is. I would put him second behind Reggie Bush. Bush is obviously a talent you see once every 20 years. But other than him, I would go D'Angelo Williams number one in this draft.
The one thing I would caution, and not that this really means anything, but it's something to keep in mind, is he was very entertaining, informative,
really enjoyed
speaking with the media,
right.
Very forthcoming, you know, short questions.
Fit in great around
get
here.
Him right off the radar.
So I'm
then.
Not sure he's necessarily the quote-unquote Patriot type who, you know, when asked something, says nothing. So that's one thing to keep in mind.
If he's drafted, he'll be briefed by Bill Belichick.
Yes,
on the initial phone
first,
call we're taking you, he'll be briefed on what to expect around here.
Yes, but based on just the feeling you get from talking to him, I'm not sure he listens to that. You know, Ellis Hobbs was briefed last year and still talked a lot. I think D'Angelo Williams is kind of that kind of guy.
Now, Lendale White, we talked about size earlier. Lendale White, I think, is the biggest of these backs. Is he in the Corey Dillon mold? Would he be a good fit if you're looking at maybe he could take over for Dillon sometime down the line?
I personally think he's in the refrigerator Perry mold.
Yeah, interesting.
He's very
Andy
soft.
Concerned with his,
right.
with his weight problem.
His shirt off at the combine, soft. No musculature to him. And he admitted that he goes from, you know, 235
pounds.
To the 253 to play in the championship game, and just asked if Pete Carroll had a problem with that. He just kind of laughed and said, I played okay. Well, maybe you would have played better.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe you would have got a first down
that
could have won a national title. So I'm not in love with a guy who admits
settles
that
for
over
okay.
the holidays gains 18 pounds.
And settles for okay.
And the reason, I don't know if he'll be there, because I think that the Philadelphia Eagles could be targeting him earlier in the draft, because they really need that big back to move the chains, because Westbrook isn't in every down
Eagles
back
pick where?
14th.
Okay. All right, and Patriots are at 21. So now the other, we touched on Bush, White, and Williams. Lawrence Maroney out of Minnesota, what do you guys think about him?
He's a game breaker in every sense of the word. I mean, he's a home run hitter. But he can run inside. He's got good vision. He played 205 in college, but showed up at the combine at 217, and I think that really helped his draft stock. I think he would be a great fit here with Tom Brady. But he did play in that like the zone blocking offense at Minnesota, and the Broncos have two first round picks. And with Mike Anderson being gone, he could be a target for them too.
Sure. Now one of the knocks on him, and it sounds like you're not necessarily buying this, but he's more of a third down back type, a Kevin Falk type. You know, maybe better than Falk, obviously, being a top half of the first round prospect. Kevin wasn't that highly regarded coming out. But can't you think, Tom, obviously, and Andy, I'm interested to get your thoughts. Can he carry the load 25 times? Is he big enough to do that?
I believe so. He's a bigger, faster version of Marion Barber, and we saw Barber ramble through people last year when he got a chance to play for the Cowboys. And I mean, he didn't play on a consistent basis, but the two games he did start, he played very well. And I think
that's because he had Drew Bledsoe handing him the ball.
Well, that I was about to get.
He
to
hands
that.
The ball better than anyone else.
But I don't see Maroney as a third down back. I think if he was there when Indianapolis was on the clock, they'd get that card up there so fast. I mean, in 2 seconds, they draft him.
And he also has some return ability.
Yeah,
he's
a good return.
You know, adds a little value to the overall package.
Now, before we move on to some of the later round backs, let's just real quick, yes or no. Are the Patriots going running back at number 21? And if you think yes, which guy will it be? Paul?
I don't think they will.
No. Andy?
No.
No. Tom?
No.
I agree. I say no as well.
So you can stop listening right now to this run.
But at least we gave you a sense that, I mean, certainly they listen
Williams
to
is
us,
the guy, though. I think the consensus seems to
Williams
be. And I defer
the
to these two guys because they were at the combine. They've done a lot more research, Brian, than you and I have. So it seems like Williams is the guy
I think Tom's right. He's a guy that if you get him 21 or even if you get him 19, you have to trade up a little bit. You could look 4 or 5 years from now and people go, wow, he was around with the 19th pick in the draft. You know, he's a playmaker. How did that happen?
And watch out for Romeo, too, in Cleveland, because he said he wanted a different kind of back to go along with Reuben Drones, and Williams would be a nice compliment there.
Okay. Well, let's move on to some of the backs. If we all agree that they're probably not going in the first round, I think we all agree that at some point down the line, second round, third round, maybe later, that maybe they will take a running back. Let's touch on a few of them, including a couple guys I know you guys wanted to talk about. Brian Calhoun out of Wisconsin, Maurice Drew out of UCLA, both, I believe, are juniors, much like Bush is, Maroney, and White, all coming out early. Calhoun and Drew, let's start off with those two in terms of the second, third, fourth round caliber guys.
Well, it's funny. Calhoun is a guy that I didn't love when we watched him on tape, but in talking to Mike Mayock, NFL Network's draft guru, he included him as in a separate. He actually listed 6 top backs that he thinks can come in and make an impact right away. And Calhoun and Joseph Addai were two guys he thought was in that group. I personally didn't love Calhoun on tape.
You didn't like either one of those guys, really.
No, I really didn't. I thought there was a dramatic drop-off from the 4 guys and the other 2 that Mayock kind of included in that class. I thought, though, you know, the rest of these guys are guys that, as Mayock said, you find for a system. If you really feel the guy can fit your system and fill the hole you have, maybe they can contribute. Maybe they're worth that second, third-round pick. But they're not guys that just come in. D'Angelo Williams can come in and play for a lot of teams in this league right away. Mm-hmm. These other guys aren't at that level.
And I agree with Andy. I think Joseph Addai has great straight-line speed, but I don't think he moves laterally well. I think he can do some things in the pros. Maybe a rich man's Patrick Pass, as me and Andy have been talking
about. Yeah, he seems
about.
Like he can do a lot of things okay, so he can help you out. He played a little fullback. He's considered the best pass blocker in the draft. Some people have said you could line him up at wide receiver, all these different things. I just didn't really like the way what I saw with him and the ball in his hands, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a replacement franchise-type back, not a guy who can do a lot of things okay.
And Maurice Drew, you know how when players come out of high school and they don't know where they're going to play and they list him as athlete?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at Drew coming into this draft.
That was Andy, I think, right?
Yes,
coming out of high school?
Short? Yes, I was short, and I still am.
But Drew is just too short. He's never going to be a 30-carry guy in the NFL. So I think you're looking at a return man, a Kevin Falk third, but when he gets the ball in his hands, he's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a guy you're going to use as a player, not as a running back.
Okay. Better or worse, Darren Sproles?
Better. I think he'll be better than Darren Sproles.
So, I mean, that certainly can be a contributing player on a team, because Sproles had a pretty nice season last year for the Chargers in that kind of a niche, you know, as a returner. Maybe you find a way to get the ball in his hands two or three times a game.
That's a good analogy, though. That's the type of player he will be, is like a Darren Sproles.
I appreciate that positive reinforcement.
Real quick, two other guys that I know you guys, I'm pretty sure, Tom, you like this guy, Jarius Norwood.
Yes.
And then also Andre Hall. Andre Hall out of South Florida, Jarius Norwood, really speedy guy out of Mississippi State. Right?
Jarius Norwood I would put fourth in this draft.
Really?
He had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in the SEC, playing for one of the worst offenses in college football. He had no quarterback, no passing game. He's got great speed. He's the other one. He's the other pure running back, I think, with the big four. I mean, I would put him fifth behind the top four first-rounders. He's a guy I really like. He could be that Clinton Portis 53rd pick kind of steal guy in the second round.
Yeah.
And I also think he's a legitimate running back, whereas the other guy you mentioned, Andre Hall, who I did like on film, is more of a Drew, you know, third down type. Can he help us in a few ways? But I don't think he's the guy you bring in again to replace a Corey Dillon type.
Right, right.
Okay, well, that's about going to wrap up our thoughts here on running backs. Keep in mind, tons of draft preview information on Patriots.com, articles, video, Patriots Today, Patriots Video News on Comcast On Demand if you're able to catch that. And, of course, podcasts, Draft Prospect Review, every Tuesday. We're going to be back next week with linebackers. We're going to be focusing on another position that is probably of need to the Patriots. And over the course of the next few weeks, we'll be touching at every position and working on getting some more features and interviews and things like that as well. So be sure to join us next Tuesday as we talk about linebackers. Be sure to join us this Friday as Patriots Roster Report comes back here on the Patriots Podcast. That's going to wrap it up for today. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Tom Casale.
Thanks, guys. Our draft section is now featuring press conferences from the 2006 NFL Combine. Check out what the top prospects had to say during the Combine interviews at patriots.com/draft/2006. That's it for today's Draft Prospect Review. Thanks for listening.